USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The President's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un 2 days ago does indeed mark a turning point in the U.S.-North Korea relationship.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Seoul, South Korea, briefing officials there on the summit President Trump had with North Korea's leader. Speaking yesterday, Pompeo said Kim Jong-un's public commitment to getting rid of his nuclear weapons is a major step towards peace, though Pompeo said the process of denuclearization will take time and won't be easy. President Trump back on U.S. soil saying last night of his summit,
"This is something that should have been done years ago. I mean, you've heard me say it many times. This should have been done 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. This shouldn't be done now where they have an arsenal of nuclear weapons. This should have never allowed to get to this point."
That from an interview with Fox News' Brett Baer that aired last night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders rejecting a report from CBS claiming that she's planning to leave the White House by the end of this year. On Twitter, she questions if the news network knows something that she doesn't about her future. That CBS report also claimed Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah is planning to leave soon. The United Nations General Assembly has voted to condemn Israel for using excessive force against Palestinians. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The vote asked UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to put an international protection mechanism in place for occupied Palestinian territory. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley had a warning.
"This attempt to obstruct a vote on an amendment proposed by the United States is shameful."
Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour told the members the resolution will contribute to the de-escalation of the volatile situation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell saying that the policymakers are encouraged by ongoing economic progress.
We've taken another step in that process by raising our target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point.
The Fed concluding a two-day policy meeting yesterday with that announcement of a second rate hike this year. It's going to impact things for consumers from credit cards to auto loans to home equity lines of credit. Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer parting ways with his legal defense team. Michael Cohen expected to lose his criminal team and start cooperating with federal prosecutors, though the Trump administration denies the likelihood of that. Cohen's been under investigation for various business dealings, as well as for giving what was called hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels for her silence about an affair she claims to have had with President Trump back in 2006. The White House and President Trump himself have denied those claims by Daniels. And authorities are now looking into a sexual assault claim against actor Sylvester Stallone. A spokesman for the LADA says a claim against Stallone's being reviewed after it was presented by the Santa Monica Police Department. Details not released, but it was reported last year a woman had filed a claim about a sexual assault incident that happened 20 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.